Invasive species experts from around Alaska converged on Ketchikan this week for the 10th annual Alaska Noxious and Invasive Plants Management Conference. As KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports, scientists say we can expect invasive plants to continue to spread throughout Alaska, with coastal areas being hit the hardest.
With more than 570,000 square miles of land, ridding Alaska of all invasive plants is virtually an insurmountable task. Scientists participating in this week's Noxious and Invasive Plants Management Conference are focusing instead on halting new infestations and limiting the spread of invasive plants that have already established in the state. HDR Alaska ecologist Elizabeth Bella created various models to forecast the spread of 16 invasive plants within Alaska, looking at what habitats are suitable for plant growth and the habitats that may expand with global warming.
It's no longer thought to be immune by the threats that plague other parts of the world, invasive plant species infestations on a large scale. Better planning tools are needed to anticipate some of these areas of change and to strategize for the future.
What the models forecast is that the southern coastal areas of the state are most vulnerable to the spread of invasive plants, as are areas along the state's road system. Bella says the further north an area is, the less likely it would be infested by invasive plants. Patty Crossy, an invasive species coordinator for the Tongass National Forest, says a Forest Service is conducting invasive plant inventories across the Tongass. In the past, she says a Forest Service has introduced invasive plants through seed mixes used for vegetation along Forest Service roads.
Simply using a non-invasive seed mixture in our revegetation work is one way of preventing the further spread.
She says the Forest Service requires that some vehicles and equipment be washed to prevent the spread of invasive plants.
Primarily, we're focusing on our remote systems, our remote road systems that are not tied to communities. And the reason we're doing that is because we've still got a lot of work to do to work with our community so that we're all, you know, kind of doing this together. But on those road systems that we have a little bit more control over the interactions and the vehicular use and the vectors, if you will, we're choosing to start there.
Crossy says the Forest Service is also working on an early detection and rapid response program to deal with new infestations, but the program has met with some hurdles.
It's not as vigorous as I would like it to be, and that is because primarily of our need to do environmental analysis for this type of work.
Crossy says the Forest Service lacks the funding to complete full environmental impact statements for all of the areas it would like to treat. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.